This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Giants now seriously considering Aaron Rodgers, not just one of those things that people are putting two and two together, that the Giants have done a deep dive on Aaron Rodgers after the Matthew Stafford thing fell apart. And Art Stapleton kept saying from a football standpoint, meaning that they think he could still play and he could work with Brian Daboll and all of those things. I guess they're kind of weighing what type of distraction he might be if he comes to the New York Giants. And if they draft a guy and they have Aaron Rodgers as a one-year bridge and that guy is Cam Ward, I think you could do worse than that. But I can't fathom what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. I really can't. And I know that he's
not trying to sell that house. That's what he's thinking.
I mean, come on.
Beautiful house
in
Montclair.
Yeah, I guess. But all right. And I know it's hard to put myself in these guys' shoes, especially Aaron Rodgers, because he's different. He's not the same type of athlete. He thinks differently. He goes all over the world. He does mind-bending drugs, all these things. I mean, it's hard to figure him out.
DMT!
But it's hard to figure him out. But to have this experience with the Jets that was so ballyhooed and him coming here and saving this franchise and saying that Super Bowl III trophy looks a little lonely and reviving a franchise and being the guy, to have it fall apart and just be so horrible, and then for him to be injured that first year, come back, play through a ton of injuries, he was banged up all over the place last year even though he played 17 games, then have this new regime of guys who have never had those jobs before and Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn tell him, no thanks, we're going in a different direction. Then just to latch on with the New York Giants.
And there's other options, though. You have the Raiders.
Three-win New York Giants is amazing to me. That's the way that this guy's legendary career is going to come to a screeching halt. Now, you tell me that, okay, we tried the Jets thing. My Achilles popped. What are you going to do? I tried my best to come back. I got Devontae Adams. Didn't work out. They fired the coach. I got sucked into the Jet vortex, and that's the end of it. And I'm going to go off into the sunset. Fine. But now to try to fix that by coming back another year so you don't go out embarrassed, to do that with the New York Giants? I mean, and don't tell me the Raiders is much better. Like, okay.
No, I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying there's options. The Giants aren't the only team seeking Aaron Rodgers. We talked about potential landing spots that would suit the Vikings. I think it should be an option for them. I think the Titans should be an option. I think the Raiders should be an option. Landing with the New York Giants doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility solely because of this big house in Jersey that he brought. He still feels like he can play. He's obviously stated that, and he's not ready to hang it up. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I kind of get it. You don't want the. Right now, he's a Hall of Famer. And when they end this movie, they're going to see. That's what we're going to see. Him limping off the field, barely holding on.
Yeah.
You don't want it to end like that, not from a ball player.
Well, how is it going to get better?
I don't know.
With the Giants.
I don't know.
Now, you tell me that, you know, if Sam Darnold could go from where he was in his career to the season he had with the Minnesota Vikings, then Aaron Rodgers could go to a place like that, play a ton of games indoors, play in the division he played against forever. But then he's just living Brett Favre's life. And I mean, he goes from the Jets over to the Minnesota Vikings. I think that somehow has to seep into his brain and go,
I mean, that's an easy layup.
I don't want to do that. You know,
you do not want to do it solely because Brett did it. I mean, it's the best opportunity out of all the options I just mentioned.
But I don't think, first of all, I don't think the Vikings want him. I don't think that's going to be anything that even happens. But the point being, for conversation's sake, like, that's a place that obviously he could go and win.
Hold up. You being a Vikings fan, they obviously sent Sam Darnold up the street to kind of figure out what was best for him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the move they're making, they're entering the McCarthy era. But if this knee of McCarthy, for whatever reason, isn't up to par and he cannot be the guy they need him to be, why wouldn't you get Aaron Rodgers for a year?
Oh, then they bring back Sam Darnold.
I don't think they bring back Sam
Darnold. He's 28. He knows the system. It ended on a sour note. You give him another opportunity. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers. You don't do that. Now, is it real?
But from Sam Darnold's standpoint, this is your only window where you can maximize your value.
Who's paying him? No one's paying him.
If I'm the Titans, I'm...
Okay. I mean...
I'm paying him.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, if you think that that's maybe a landing spot for him and he's going to get $150 million.
I don't think he's going to get $150. I mean, it's...
Okay. I mean, I think that he could. I think it's a possibility. But he needs multiple teams to be bidding on him to get that type of money. So
how much would the Vikings pay?
Well, I think that because no one else wants him, I think that they'd get him on a shorter-term deal. And it'd
get
be like
for
a,
the low?
A two-year deal, and they'd be guaranteeing him a lot of money, but I don't know that whole J.J. McCarthy knee problem thing is that much of an issue. I really think that this is exactly the way that they wanted this to go, and I think it actually kind of helped that McCarthy was out for a year because it didn't force him to play in his rookie season. He sat back and saw it, and the Minnesota...
It also didn't look good that every rookie that played last year balled out.
Yeah, true. It was
so now it's like, if you're the Vikings, like, all right, we want to see what our guy can do. If you're looking at Denver with Bo Nix, you're looking at the Commanders with Daniels. I mean, all these guys showed up and showed out. You want to feel good that if we throw McCarthy out on the field, that the one, the knee is not an issue, and that he can still, one, be the guy that he was in college and have a connection with Justin Jefferson.
Yes. And also because they had to pay Justin Jefferson and the money that he's getting, and they're going to have some cap space, and they're going to have a guy in a rookie contract at the quarterback position, and they don't have a lot of draft picks. That's the way that the general manager wants to build the teams. That's why I think they're going to give McCarthy every chance. But I would not. You got to think too, like, you got the young head coach in Kevin O'Connell. Like, he works well with guys like Kirk Cousins and guys like Sam Darnold, and people aren't pushing back a lot. It just is not a good fit for them. I don't think they're going to do that. I just from the Aaron Rodgers standpoint, it's like what, like, do you, someone who's interested in so many other things in the world, like he, like, you know, he goes to Egypt.
Well, this is who he is.
Almost, I mean, was a vice president.
Padrino, we can't throw rocks. This is who the man is. This what he brings to the table.
But this is what my point is, that he's not just a football crazed person. This is my life. I don't know what to do without football. So that's why it's so confusing to me that he's got so many other interests in the world, and that he's going to hang on and bounce around to these dog crap organizations just to play another year, to not go out like he did with the Jets. It doesn't make any sense.
So what would you rather him do? Just retire?
Yes.
Like the way we like that?
Yes. That's what I thought he was going to do. I mean, it seems insane.
I feel like if you still feel like you can be effective in play and make a difference,
then do it on a team that's got a shot.
The teams that got a shot have a quarterback.
Okay, so retire. I mean, don't go to the Giants. And if you're the Giants, you really think with your jobs on the line, you're bringing in, you know, patched up.
They're desperate. Joe, I mean,
washed Aaron Rodgers.
They don't have any more options. Stafford failed. Nothing is working for the Giants. Daboll and Sheen are done if they don't come up with a quarterback or a plan that's efficient enough for them to roll out a competitive outfit next year.
So trade up, get Cam Ward, and get someone else who's not going to stir the pot in the way that Aaron Rodgers is going to, and then go in that direction and get Cam. And then the other thing is, too, benching Aaron Rodgers like halfway through the season to go and play Cam Ward is not going to be as easy as benching one of these other dust balls that's out there that you could bring in to be a bridge quarterback.
I mean, I agree with you on that. Like, Aaron's going to be like, you're bugging. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. So you're going to draft a guy and just have him sit the entire year because you don't want to bench Aaron Rodgers and have that be a problem and have him go on national TV and bitch and moan about the new organization he's
but
on?
But I can understand their approach and being desperate. Like, John Mara himself said, you know, enough is enough. Like, this is, they've run out of room, Brian Daboll and Shane. Like, this, so if you're those two guys, you're like, listen, man, I know this guy, last 10 games of the season, was pretty good, especially when they put old fashioned on my left tackle. He had some protection on the left side of that line. He was moving. He looked better. He was able to throw the ball. He was just a better quarterback, especially when healthy. Now, I do understand the other side of the fence. With the knick-knack injuries he did acquire, he wasn't the guy. He was horrible. So can a 41-year-old quarterback, soon to be 42, be durable enough to get through the season?
No. No. And if he is, he's going to be doing the same thing he was last year, spending more than half the season hurt and playing hurt and not playing well.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.